This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
I got to do is hit the right buttons, people. I know. You'd think I've been doing this long enough, I would know. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate, I just appreciate the time you guys spend with me, right? You know? I mean, seriously, there's a lot happening out there. And when you pay attention, some of the information you guys send me, some of the comments you make, very insightful. I really do appreciate it. Unlike some of the others, or I should say, let me rephrase that. Unlike some of the other people who just like to hear themselves speak, they think they're well-versed. They think they have a clue, and they don't. And you know what? One of the things, if you guys, you know, some of you OGs, you know, old guard here on the show, one of the comments they said, I stopped playing them because I got heartburn from them, but one of the comments I used to make was when they go out in the, when they go out in the college campuses, you know, places like that, it was always interesting what they would ask the question of these young people, and they inevitably always sounded like they had a clue. They really sound like they were the authorities, the way they would, like AOC. They always sound like they're the authority in the way they speak, maybe not the content of the words. Because for some odd reason, it's terrible, it's wrong to say, I don't know. I have no clue. In all seriousness, maybe we should start teaching our kids one of the smartest things you can say is, I don't know. Let me look into it. Let me get the information before I open my mouth. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hang out there. Brad Dacus will be joining us in a little bit. Well, Rashida Tlaib's at it again. She claimed that Israel has been, that they've been bombing hospitals. Okay? She said that, bombing a Christian hospital in the Gaza. Oh, yeah, sure, okay. In the Gaza Strip and killing over 500 Palestinians, including doctors, patients, and children. Her words exactly. Israel just bombed a Baptist hospital, killing 500 Palestinians, doctors, children, and patients. Just like that. Why would she do that? Because she's stirring up hate. There's no other reason for her to do something like that. Right? Especially when she knows it isn't true. And then she starts yelling at President Biden like the rest of the squad is doing now. I love this. They brought these people in. Nancy Pelosi embraced them and hugged them. President Biden, this is what happens when you refuse to facilitate a ceasefire. Help de-escalate. Right? No, that's not what she wanted. She didn't care about any of that. Your war and destruction only approach has opened my eyes and many Palestinian Americans and Muslims in America like me. Oh, now she's going after one of her own. Is that a threat in some way? So you're supposed to just look the other way, Tlaib, when they come in and they kill, 1,400 people? They massacre people at a dance, young girls at a dance. They rape them. Then they set them on fire alive. No, really, seriously. It's amazing. They see nothing. It's not much different than the far left here. They don't see the damage they're doing to these kids in schools. They don't see any of that. They could care less. Right? So apparently hours later when they found out about it, the IDF, Israelis Defense Forces, is that the Christian hospital in Gaza was destroyed by Palestinians. Right? They've got videos showing how the Palestinian rockets were fired and then hit the hospital. And they don't care. This becomes to a degree, right? This becomes to a way for them to raise money. I'm not joking. I'm serious. But I think people are starting to see it more and more. I'm hoping. You've got leaders from other countries too, just denouncing this whole thing. Now, according to intelligence information from several sources, the Islamic Jihad terrorist organization is responsible for the failed shooting that hit the hospital. And, you know, the nice thing about it, and again, I know people say, well, you know, you can get film anywhere. Yeah, okay. So why do you believe the film from the other side? Why do you believe the videos you see from the other side, but not from this one? Some are saying that Netanyahu did this kind of thing to try to gin it up some more, to get more support. He comes out and he says the barbarian terrorists in Gaza are the ones who attacked the hospital, not the IDF. He who brutally murdered our children also murders his children. And they've been caught doing this. So I don't know at what point in time do we start to just start showing their videos and what they're doing. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after.
Because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged. Do the right thing. Pay attention. Yeah, you know what? Pay attention. That would start the whole thing. That would make it so much better. If you knew what was actually going on around you, you just didn't buy into this garbage. And that's what you're doing. You're a victim. We used to joke about it. It's a victim of your last conversation or your last headline. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. As I always say, I don't know what I'm talking about, so I bring the experts in. Brad Dinkins joins me, as he does every week, so we can talk about some of the issues going on, you know, in the law with your rights as parents, with your rights as, matter of fact, teachers, if you're listening, you've got rights too. Fred Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org, PJI.org. Brad, thanks for being here.
Oh, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, again, like I said, there's so much going on. I have been contacted by teachers in the last couple of months who have, you know, it's kind of weird because they haven't been really asked to lie, but I would call it deceit. When you have school administrators telling parents, teachers, when they have a conference with the parents, you know, for whatever reason, and they're told, hey, listen, Johnny goes by Janie during the day at school, but when his parents are here, call him Johnny. And that's deceitful, is it not?
It's very deceitful. It's a breach of public trust, of parental trust, and those administrators should be fired. It's just that simple.
And they don't have to go along with it, do they?
No, teachers do not have to go along with it. And if they're ever required to do that, they should contact us at Pacific Justice Institute. We're representing teachers like this across the country right now. It is a shame, a greater shame to public education than the shame of lack of academic excellence and other issues. But this is unfortunate. It's becoming widespread, and we stand ready with our offices, 36 offices across the country, to hold these public educators and these school districts accountable.
Yeah, and more stuff is coming. You know, I haven't talked to you about this at all. It's kind of like our founding fathers never meant for everything to hit the Supreme Court, did they? They didn't mean for the Supreme Court to have to make decisions on everything.
Correct. Right? They actually deferred quite a bit to the legislative branch and the executive branch.
Yeah.
And fortunately, this Supreme Court that we have now is one that actually has made it clear that they recognize that they have limits, and they can't just pronounce whatever they want if it's not spelled out in the Constitution or expressly spelled out in laws passed by Congress.
Yeah, it's interesting all the stuff that's coming at them now that they're being asked to rule on and what have you, and I've seen some of the stuff that's come up and come across. And, you know, again, there was a recent one with the bumper stocks again or whatever. And I'm sorry, with the ghost guns. And,
oh, yeah.
Right? You familiar with that one?
Yes.
So with the ghost guns, and the mindset is because they don't have, serial numbers on them. And my question to you is that when they came up with the Second Amendment, do you think they had serial numbers on guns back then? I'm just guessing here.
Yeah, they didn't. I don't think they did.
That's why I get nervous. It's the purity of the Second Amendment, as is the purity of the First Amendment. It just seems to be not eroded, but ignored.
Yeah, it's interesting in that case matter, the ghost guns and that. You know, I'm a big Second Amendment advocate because I believe in the Constitution, and the Second Amendment is the Second Amendment to the Constitution. So I'm big on the Second Amendment. That said, Congress, I think, the Supreme Court needs to be, very, very careful in terms of, laying down the rules as to how they're going to apply the Second Amendment. This Supreme Court, I will give them credit, has made it very clear in the New York case where they held that, the right to bear arms is not just in your home waiting for a robber to come in. No, the right to bear arms is to be able to bear arms in public places and to be able to bear arms outside of your house, because the Constitution doesn't limit it just to your house. So that's a real major breakthrough when we're dealing with ghost guns and whether or not people can add things to their gun and make it something else. I think that was maybe too much for the Supreme Court to pronounce and expand with regards to the Second Amendment rights. There is a state interest. I think the way they saw there is a state interest in being able to track weapons, That could have gone either way, and I don't think their latest decision is in any indicator that they're going to somehow turn on their past decisions in favor of the Second Amendment.
Yeah, my irritant, and I'm not worried they're going to track where I'm at and all that. That stuff doesn't bother me. But I guess the irritant for me is every little step is more control. Every little step is more tracking, if you would, right?
Right.
Every little step to, like in California, how many guns you could buy. Now you have to go through a background check, a quick check, every single time you buy ammunition. Friend of mine went to buy ammunition the other day. He has a CCW. Couldn't buy ammunition because of the state law, he doesn't have one of those, federally approved IDs. He's got a state driver's license. He just hasn't gone and got, the other one. So he couldn't buy ammunition. He's done nothing wrong. Absolutely nothing. And you see it more and more, if people would pay attention. I don't know if it's going to get challenged or not, but you got nuisance item laws now. You pretty much, even if you have a concealed carry, there's very few places you can carry that gun. You can't go to a park, school grounds, a park, state building, federal building, within so many feet of a post office, which I think is hilarious because there's a bowling alley, there's some where I live, there's a post office next to the bowling alley. I'm thinking, what do you do?
Yeah, my big concern on that is that it's going to open the door for greater state oppression, where there'll be police officers, staking out, looking for people who might technically be within so many feet of someplace that the person is not even aware of, and then they're suddenly apprehended, arrested, and then put behind bars for 20 years to make an example out of them.
Well,
that kind of tyranny is actually possible in the state of California and the state of New York.
And D.C. You're caught with one bullet.
In D.C.
Hey, we got to go for a break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up in a few minutes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell insists that President Biden must get tougher on Iran.
His tone, his statements, and his actions need to send an unambiguous message to Iran about America's resolve.
The former Speaker of the House is optimistic that Ohio Republican Jim Jordan will soon secure the Speaker's position, placing blame on a few for Jordan losing the first vote.
Every single Democrat and eight Republicans voted to shut down one branch of government. That is why we're here today.
Britney Spears is disclosing that she had an abortion after becoming pregnant by Justin Timberlake. This revelation stems from an excerpt from the singer's forthcoming memoir, The Woman in Me. Spears stated that Timberlake was not pleased about the pregnancy, believing they were too young to navigate parenthood. Dave Collins, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring it back on, you know. Don't want to waste any of his time. I love, you know, all the stuff that we deal with when we're together. And Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, what does PJI do, and how can we help you?
Yeah, we at Pacific Justice Institute, we, PJI, we defend religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life. And we do it all without charge. We don't just cherry-pick a few high-profile cases across the country. No, we try to work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. We also uniquely have more offices, I believe, than any other organization of our kind, 36 offices in 26 states, coast to coast. And we stand ready and willing to aggressively go to bat and defend religious freedom, as well as work with legislators. We just brought on a full-time legislative council to work with legislators in all 50 states. Yeah, all 50 states to help them draft.
A great idea.
Yeah, and they're going to be, and then the attorneys in those states will be able to testify with the legislative research support of the legislative council. We are really taking the bull by the horns here. And then we're also, of course, working with our church engagement office, in multiple states to empower churches to register their members to vote and encourage upstanding qualified people to run for office. So we're all, you know, vertically and horizontally having a big impact and could be for generations to come. And if people want to keep up with our cases, we have over 220 now, Joe, over 220 cases in active litigation. It just keeps growing. If you want to keep up with that, you can do that by going to our website, pji.org. Sign up for our e-newsletter called The Legal Insider, pji.org.
God, you know, some people are throwing questions at me while you're talking. There's a lot of articles out there about religious freedom versus the rights of the LGBTQ. And, you know, they're pushing it. You see what they're trying to get into these courts and what have you, and now that they're basically saying that it seems like religious rights with this court seem to be trumping LGBTQ rights. That's not true by any stretch of the imagination, is it?
Well, no, it's not. And the Constitution is really clear on one of those rights. It happens to be the free exercise of religion. LGBTQ, you won't find anywhere in the Constitution. Now, judges have some activist judges have read it into the Constitution, if you will, and in multiple cases. So it's there. But this court, though, has actually been very reasonable. Like, for example, like the bakery case, you know, the Baker case, you know, the courts have held and will hold, I guess, the Phillips Bakery case that, he wasn't preventing people from getting the cake that they wanted. He just said, look, it violates my faith, my conscience. I cannot prepare a wedding cake customized to celebrate something that in my faith I see as sin and not pleasing to God. That was his faith. And basically these intolerant LGBTQ activists, they want to shut him down. They want to literally shut him down and basically say, unless you bow the knee to us and our God, you have no ability, you have no right to ever have a business in the United States of America. That is how radical and insensitive and intolerant the radical LGBTQ movement has become. Now, I'm not saying everyone who is in that lifestyle has that attitude, but the leadership, the people are pulling the punches, the people in the, politicians, et cetera, that is their agenda, and we're standing up to it because we believe in that everyone should be able to have a business and no one should have to choose between their convictions and their ability to have a business in the United States of America and put bread and butter on the table.
Yep. No, as you were asking that, another one came in answering that. There seems to be more and more cases coming against religious institutions for firing or / not hiring, gay couples, that kind of thing. And, religious being Catholic and others.
Right.
Is that going to stand? Are they going to be able to keep doing that?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. The Supreme Court in the past, they had a decision. They said, well, you know, if the Christian school, the Catholic school, if they're dealing with someone who's a priest, a minister, well, okay, well then, yeah, you can have requirements on them as far as, being in compliance with the purpose of the mission of the church or the Christian school. But now the Supreme Court is basically what they're ruling, and we see this moving right along, and it's going to be solidified in the not-too-distant future, a decision which basically says, and recent case law says this, that, hey, if it's a church, a synagogue, if it's a religious school for a religious purpose, then they have every right to hire people that are in compliance with that religious purpose and beliefs and doctrine, i.e. what the Bible says, for example, for Christians and Catholics. But the Torah says for a Jewish school, or synagogue. This is basic 101 on religious freedom and the free exercise of religion. And what these attempts to try to force them to have to compromise their faith and convictions and hire people who do not believe what they believe as a religious institution is insane. And yet that is how extreme and intolerant and bigoted this radical LGBTQ agenda has become and what they're trying to achieve, and they're not going to achieve it, not with the Supreme Court, thanks to the appointments of President Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, look at, you see more and more of this stuff coming down the pike, and you go, well, wait a minute. It's like, what was it, the Navy? One of the services allowed atheist, chaplains. And you're saying, wait a minute, that you can't smoke enough dope to have that make sense. An atheist chaplain? You know, it's just amazing to me. So I thought that was kind of funny. All right. Somebody's asked me about the Trump gag order out of New York, where he's not allowed to talk about the case or call it fake and all that. Is that constitutional, really?
Well, in the past, courts have upheld gag orders for defendants in pending cases to make sure that, future jurors are not tainted. That they can have a fair trial. Well, here's the problem with this. Everyone in the country has an opinion already. It's already been in the news. It's not like a local robbery where most people don't know who did the robbery and what it's about and what happened when, where. No, everyone knows about the political politicizing of our courts that's taken place and these outrageous lawsuits. So the fact that a gag order was issued, I believe, functionally is not justifiable, number one. Number two, it is a direct infringement on his right to seek public office. Practically speaking, there's a huge handicap for someone to be able to be sued and prosecuted, criminally prosecuted, while they're running for office. They're being targeted because they're running for office, and then they're not allowed to rebut it as a candidate running for office. So I believe that there's a good chance that if this went to the Supreme Court, might see through the political motivation of this gag order and take appropriate action. How they would dice and slice it at the end of the day, I'm not sure. But if it looks like corrupt and it smells like corrupt, there's a good chance that it's corrupt and in this case, unconstitutional potentially.
You know. Again, to your point. I mean, at the freedom of speech, saying, "Look, at these charges, they're a hoax. They're wrong. I never did the things that they said I did. This is just them attacking." He can't even say that, which is a defense of himself. To your point.
Yeah, and I think there's a good chance the Supreme Court.
Yeah, but how long will it take to get it there, though? Because this is very time sensitive, is it not?
Well, it is. Now we're dealing with a gag order, so we don't have to wait for the trial and the jury and all that to deal with this issue. His attorneys could. What may happen is Trump may just go ahead and say what he wants to say, then the judge throw him into jail, and then his attorneys file an emergency writ to the Supreme Court, which they would take up because if they didn't, we'd be looking at a revolution and sensible states seceding from the union and forming a union that respects constitutional rights and equal protection, and not a corrupt FBI, corrupt Department of Justice, and a corrupt executive branch that wants to imprison anyone that wants to run against them for president,
wow,
a serious candidate. So we have a banana republic right now. It's very fragile.
No question. All right. Got to go for a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. The Lawmaker coming up with Brad Dacus right after the break.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Macedo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Look. Get involved, get engaged, make a difference. The way you do that is you get informed and you get the information you need so that you can push back on people. I mean, I'm just going to say it. I mean, push back on these ignorant people that really don't know what they're talking about. But they speak in such a way, they sound like, you know, like AOC does sound sometimes. She sounds like she's such a, you know, authoritarian on certain issues, certain topics. It's because of the way she presents it. No. You need to know the truth so you can look at them and you know, ask them that question. Do a Columbo on them, you know. How does this make any sense? I'm kind of confused here. How can you have this and this at the same time? You can't. Brad Dinkus joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time with me. And, Brad, I don't know about you, but I'm having a good time with all of this. So, appreciate it.
Oh, always a pleasure. I enjoy it, too.
So, I had heard about this, but I didn't know... I didn't remember what state it was in, but I guess the baker, I don't know if it's in Colorado or Oregon.
Colorado.
Yeah, he's back up again, right? They're coming after him again.
Right, and it's going to the Colorado Supreme Court. Some people think, well, the Colorado Supreme Court, they'll, you know, rule in a hostile way against him. They're, you know, they show very little respect for the free exercise clause of the First Amendment of the Constitution, much less people of faith who exercise their right, religious freedom under the Constitution. So they have a pretty, you know, pretty sub C-minus, D-plus reputation when it comes to respecting the Constitution in that regard. However, because the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, ruled so decisively on the issue of business owners not to have to be forced to produce something, but it's a, in that case it was like a web page for right. weddings. They didn't have to produce a web page for a wedding that violated their faith. They didn't have to use their artistic skill to go against their faith. It's really hard to see how the Colorado Supreme Court in any kind of a rational way could distinguish this case from that one. So I think this, the Supreme Court of Colorado was going to see the writing on the wall and respect that decision. But if they don't, they're going to get mud in their face, which they would definitely deserve if they ruled against this baker.
I've told you this before, and people, I've talked to other people about this kind of thing. It's beyond me how some of these rulings, I mean, why can't the Supreme Court shore up some of these rulings in the opinion piece that they write afterward, where, you know, when they did this first one, is there any way they can write that to say, listen, no person under any circumstances can be forced to, and lay it out that way from a constitutional standpoint? Then you already got the negative coming into it from like that Supreme Court and what have the state Supreme Court.
Yeah, they, courts are hesitant to make a decision any broader than it needs to be, just because partly because of the unknown. You know, who knows what new facts may come before the court. That said, their precedent was very clear to apply to any business involved in expressive thought. So whether it's a T-shirt maker who makes designs, you know, or even a florist in the future, a baker who's making customized wedding cakes for specific weddings with certain figures on it and messages, you know, anything involving expressing it themselves, putting their own heart and attitude into it, that's protected by the First Amendment Free Speech Clause, as well as, I believe, it's also the Free Exercise Clause, for that matter. It's a great case, and I think the writing is clearly on the wall now, and any court that goes against that precedent is going to find themselves with a reversal by the U.S. Supreme Court, most assuredly.
Yeah, didn't they? I don't know if they ruled on it, or they're going to rule on these states that are trying to keep Trump off the ballots. Didn't they already say you can't do according to the 14th Amendment?
Yeah, the Supreme Court will not allow Trump to be kept off the ballot based on that. That is a very flimsy, weak argument, and attorneys who try to argue that, I mean, you know, they're just shooting holes in their own reputation as far as I'm concerned. It's not credible at all. He needs to be, you know, he should be on the ballot, and you know, yeah.
No, I just... Again, it's evident. I don't know how you fight this, Brad. I really don't understand it. I mean, it's evident because every time you turn around, there's something else being thrown at him to keep him off a ballot, to keep him in jail. Now apparently the FBI wants to depose him or have a meeting with him to discuss something else that they're looking into. That would require him to be there with them or what, you know. So it's kind of like every chance they get, they're doing everything they could do to get him off the street, to get him out of the campaign mode. And there's got to be, I don't know how you stop that.
We've never had anything like this in U.S. history where our courts were used so blatantly and flagrantly for political purposes. Not in the United States. We've seen it in banana republics and other places, but not in the United States. So the Supreme Court is going to have to address this, and they're going to have to say solid case law that prevents these political thugs wearing black robes from using their authority to thwart people and their ability to run for office. It's very blatant. The overall majority of Americans see that as it's all being done for political reasons. Even the Democrats see it's being done for political reasons. It's very shameful. It's disgraceful. And I do believe the Supreme Court is going to have to hear this. They're going to have to set solid case law that prevents and limits the ability for courts to use the courts for political purposes during a campaign to keep someone from running for office and being able to campaign and to thwart the will of we the people. After all, that is the theme of our nation. It's we the people, not the thugs wearing black robes trying to, in corrupt ways, prevent the voice of the people from being heard on election day.
Oh, yeah. I know Georgia right now is trying to keep him off the ballot in Georgia.
Yeah, it's disgraceful. The judge is disgraceful. And it's the same in D.C., the same in New York. The judge in Florida, it's a fair judge. It's a responsible judge. I'm very confident that will turn out. That's going to turn out in a very fair, reasonable way, and Trump will prevail. The other ones, though, it's just it's a total joke, and it's a total discrediting of our judicial system, which is something we've never seen before in our nation's history, like we're seeing it today.
I totally agree with you. I'm not even an attorney. I didn't take a law class. There are some of these rulings that come down, or some of these things that the judge says that I sit there and scratch my head and go, look, I'm not an expert at this, but when you look at this and you look at what the Constitution says about these things, how are you stopping people from speaking in this story? How are you stopping people from and carrying these guns the way they do? I realize, I don't know what the term you used was, but when it comes to public safety or the public interest, is the amount of people, let's just take the Second Amendment. You really think they had these conversations in the early days of the Second Amendment? What's changed?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. We've had years of judges, judicial activists, dominating our courts and twisting the Constitution as it is a, quote, living and breathing document. It is not living and breathing. The ink is set. The letters and words don't change. Just the hearts and the corruptness of activist judges in the past on the Supreme Court wanting an outcome different than what the Constitution says. That is what changes, and that's what happens when we have corruption. I think this is also a classic example. We can have of how we can have the greatest structure, the greatest Constitution, but if we have corrupt people on the bench and in the courts with corrupt hearts and corrupt intentions, we will have corruptions no matter what kind of structure, no matter what kind of constitution we have. That's why it's so important we elect people as governors and as president to appoint judges that respect their oath, that take it seriously, and respect the laws and the Constitution, and don't corruptly try to change it for their own personal radical agenda, whatever it may be. That's the war we're fighting right now.
Since having you on the show, I pay more attention to some of the opinions of the judges and what have you, and I've noticed more and more and more, they don't cite the Constitution. They cite old case law. They cite, actually, in some cases, their personal feelings,
Right.
And you're sitting there going, well, wait a minute. It's just like the judge in New York. I mean, he is a spectacle and a half, is he not? And I don't know how you get him removed from that. I mean, he's obviously not a Trump. He doesn't want justice. He wants Trump in jail,
Right. That's exactly what he wants. It's blatant. It's obvious. And it's going to come. There'll be a day of reckoning. Unfortunately, it may not be until after the election.
Yeah, that would be quite interesting during the election if he went. I believe Trump's going to pull it off. That's my personal opinion. And I think the more they go after him, the more they do the kind of things they're doing to him. Look at in Iowa. I mean, he's taking a heck of a lead, pushing the other people out. Okay, you got about 20 seconds. Sorry. Tell people how to get a hold of you at PJI.
Yeah, just to go to pji.org. Sign up to get our email, our case updates, pji.org.
Yeah, next time I'll ask you about the cases. Guys, head over there. Help them out. They're doing a lot of good things. Hey, God bless, Brett. Always appreciate what you're doing. All right, we'll be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mazzini Show. We will be back.